when she showed up, he greeted her at the door. I was like wagging his tail, and she was like, "This dog?"
Oh no!
And I go, "Is he too alive to kill?" Oh. And she goes, "Let me look." She had actually never evaluated him. I had just been taking him to like quality of life checks with Dr. Lee, and it was actually Dr. Lee who said this to me, which I appreciated and is a nice thing to say, I think, to people that are going through this. She said, "You can let him go while he's still okay. You can let him go before he starts suffering so much."
For 15 years right by my side, from a single man to three kids and a wife. Friends come and go, but when it comes to Jake, there's just some things that can't be replaced. Whoa, whoa. No matter how hard you try.
Serious episode. Oh man, the wind is gonna shake the shit out of this camera. Huh? If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, that won't be an issue for you. If you're watching on YouTube, you can deal with it. Real quick, let me do my dates. I got from now until June. Fort Wayne, Indiana. Grand Rapids, Michigan. Detroit, Michigan. Appleton, Wisconsin. Los Angeles, California. Nashville, Tennessee. St. Louis, Missouri. Buffalo. New York. Louisville, Kentucky. Austin, Texas. New York City. Minneapolis, Minnesota. Chicago, Illinois. So today's episode, Ari Shaffir's Skeptics Hank, episode 464. It's about a dog named Ernest. Ernest was a good dog. He really was. He was friendly and happy. Loved taking walks. Loved Bandit for sure. My dog. Loved Bandit. And unfortunately, Ernest passed away. It was Karen Fian's dog. It's a fucking tough one. It's a tough episode. It's a serious episode. It's been a while since we've done a serious one. It really has. What's the last serious one we did? Not the fucking 9/11 responder. I don't remember. It's been a couple of years at least. Maybe the Hanrahan episode about war reporting. Anyway. So I talked to Karen. You might know Karen as the owner of the best small titties in comedy. And I do not say that lightly. There are a lot of great small titties in comedy. Karen Feehan has the best. I've not seen them, but you can assume through the clothes she wears. And she had a dog named Ernest, and he was a great dog. And we just, I don't know, eulogized Ernest. We just talked about him, what happened, how he passed, and who he was. It was a tough one, dude. I barely kept it together through the whole episode. Choosing the music, that Chris Stapleton song made me fucking weep, just like shaking. I found this Elvis song, Old Shep, which was bad. But then the original one, I think it was the original one, or one earlier anyway. Oh, I might use that one. I think I will. Dierks Bentley. I mean, dude, someone's singing about their fucking, their best friend dying, and that's what dogs are, man. They're your best friend. They should never die. Ernest was a good dog. I feel worse about Ernest dying than I did than I do about the fucking Ukraine-Russian situation. Legitimately. I know that's not like thought out in my head, but legitimately I feel more for Ernest and for Karen. So guys, do me a favor. Reach out to Karen on social media at Karen Feehan, or I guess on her OnlyFans. She has a podcast, OnlyFans. And I don't know, send your condolences, tell her how bad you feel. And if you remember any memories of Ernest or pictures of him, fucking let her know. I don't know, man. It's tough. It's tough. But let's start the episode. Ari Shaffir Skeptic, episode 464. I think it's 464. Ernest. It's a dog named Ernest with Karen Fian. Starts now. Get some fucking tissues ready, too. I don't often do serious episodes, but when I do. All right. Let's start. There is some funny in there. Don't worry about that. But just get some tissues ready. Start the episode. Bandit, where were you for this, dude? Would have been great. Okay.
Do you ever check?
What? If it's pointing?
Yeah.
I kind of eyeball it. I've definitely, this is what Ryan asked me about. I fucked up plenty of podcasts.
Who asked you that?
Ryan Long.
Yeah. Fuck Ryan Long.
What's the other option? Having some fucking producer sitting there, fake laughing at all the jokes?
No.
I love when they laugh at the jokes and then the producers, you've heard them on different podcasts.
I
and then they realize they're part of the podcast. Yeah. So then you could tell like, you're fake laughing.
You're fake laughing. You see when I'm going for it and you're giving it to me and I don't want it.
Yeah. You ever date a guy and then when he realizes he's into you, you go, ew, why would you be into me?
Why would you like me? I'm a fucking slut, yeah. You idiot.
It's like, oh, are you a loser? You must be a loser. That's why you're into me. No, thanks. I'm done.
That's so sick, but that is how I am.
Yeah.
The only way I know a guy's worth it is if he's not interested in me. I'm like, this guy's smart. I like him.
I want to convince him through a series of lies and misdirections. I don't want him just to like it.
I want to love bomb him.
Hold. Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
Die alone. Can I have this?
Yeah.
Did you know that was going to happen in my face?
The point was it was going to come here. I'll pour it for you if you want.
Why? You don't think I can pour my own?
Yeah. I think you're so much of a not a woman that you can't even pour your own water. That's right.
One thing I am good at.
What?
Because I can't cook.
Pouring water?
But at like restaurants, I'm like the one who grabs the water to pour it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I spilled some.
Cheers.
Cheers, Kara. Mm. So this podcast is going to be to celebrate a dog named Ernest. Tell me about Ernest. When did you get him?
I got him. He was probably like 3 or 2 or 4. I have no idea how old he was. Rosebud Baker was fostering him.
No.
Yes.
Wait, what is fostering? That means it's just like I'm pretend caring for this dog? Well, like at night?
A lot of these rescue organizations don't have like shelters. They don't have like an actual hub with like a bunch of cages where the dogs are. So it's just like a community of nerds.
So they're like, oh, right, so there's no warehouse.
Right.
So there's no like, or boarding or whatever. Yeah. So there's nowhere for them to go to be like, hey, where do we put the dogs at night when they're not?
No, they want them in a house, you know? They want them like learning manners and like how to not bite kids. Mm-mm.
Oh, right.
You know, or cats and shit.
Bandit we got from a shelter, SNARS, in like Mount Vernon.
Okay.
I don't know what it stands for.
SNARS.
I don't know. And it was just these two people, and they just had like 12 dogs in their house.
Yeah.
Two that were theirs. One was blind as shit. Yeah. So it was like,
they're like, you can have this one.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Bandit chose us. So
Bandit chose us, you beg.
It was great. It was great. She went right up to me. I have a picture of it. It's on my phone. Amazing. But
she
like,
picked you. She was like, Dad.
Get up in her little. It was death dig.
She's still so fucking cute. Mm-hmm. She really is a perfect dog.
She really is the perfect dog.
Oh, she's like Ernest was.
So wait, similar. Where did you get Ernest?
So in our hands rescue.
In our hands.
Yes.
Why'd you choose that one?
Just because Rosebud told me that she had my dog.
So Rosebud had her, and was Rosebud Baker, comedian, heiress. And so you that'd be a nice job title, heiress.
She's got hired at SNL, right?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is she giving the money to charity?
She doesn't fucking need it. So, yeah, she was fostering her. And Rosebud had a dog, too, Alabama, who was a big brindle pit bull.
Didn't she have her and Andy have this little tiny
now one? They have a little one named Mouse, yeah.
Mouse, yeah.
Yeah.
And so she goes, hey, I'm trying to get this dog adopted.
Yeah.
Are you? She knew you were looking for
her
dog?
She knew I was looking because we talked about it a lot because she used to bring her pit bull to open mics.
Ugh. What a loser quality to bring a dog to fucking
shows. She had a pit bull, yeah. Not all the open mics, like shitty bar, like Brooklyn bar mics,
mm-hmm.
where like nobody even knew there was other dogs there.
You can bring pizza in a place like that.
Yeah.
By the way, one of my favorite things about, you don't drink anymore, but about drinking in New York and Brooklyn is like you can just get food from another place and bring it.
Yeah, any restaurant, any bar is your restaurant
mm-hmm.
if you want the local food.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. I mean, I still eat, I like food.
Yeah, but you don't go to bars to eat it.
Yes, I go to bars. I mean, I do comedy, so I'm at bars.
Oh, good point.
I mean, stand-up New York, they don't have food. You're always going to get stuff.
You still struggle with sobriety? You're good in it?
I mean, I thought about drinking when Ernest died.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just get irritated that people have something that they can soothe their pain with, and I can't because I'll drink every day for the rest of my life and... You know, I'm an alcoholic or whatever, but
I used to have a joke about it. Like people are sober, like you just like live with all this all the time.
Yeah,
you have the worst case scenario because you can't just like do it for 2 days, deal with it, and then get back to your life.
No, I cried for 5 weeks when he was dying. I was almost like it was a relief when he was gone.
Really funny?
No, it was a relief.
Relief when he was gone. But wait, let's back up.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
Why were you in the market for a dog? Have you ever had one before?
I grew up with dogs.
Okay.
I was like pretty like newly sober, but feeling good about my sobriety. Ernest did see one relapse.
Wait, this was like 3-4 years ago?
No, this was, I relapsed in between my stints of sobrieties. Like I didn't drink for like 2.5 years and then I drank for like a year and now I haven't drank for like 4 years.
Oh, I'm forgetting so this, COVID time too.
Yeah, okay, COVID time. Like this was like six, seven years ago.
This is right at the beginning of your first sobriety, 6-7 years ago.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And yeah, I had talked to Rosebud about wanting a dog and she hit me up. She's like, I'm at Knitting Factory. I have this dog. Do you want to meet him? And I met him. He didn't really like me. I was like, yep.
He didn't really like you?
Yeah.
This is what you want for a boyfriend and a dog. Perfect.
He didn't seem interested at all. He was like smelling trash. He was like pulling away from me. I was like, oh, this is like Lewis.
How can I change him?
How can I change him? Right. Let me put a leash.
You're just done finishing dating Lewis?
No, I actually got him before I dated Lewis. I hated Lewis when we dated. I like him now, but he used to make me leave Ernest with my roommates all the time.
Because he didn't want him around?
Yeah.
That's so funny because he wants every one of his girlfriends to be a mom to his child.
I know.
And it's like, and why? Lewis, just some chick you're fucking.
Right.
And you can't hang out with a dog?
I know. And your dog sucks. Like, I walked Sport a couple times.
Sport.
Monstrosity of a fucking disgusting dog.
Lewis's kid just mentioned Sport again. I'm like, wait, that's still alive?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, what do you mean? I'm like, I assumed Lewis lost track of it.
I know. I was talking to Lewis about how James felt about Sport.
Yeah.
And Sport, I guess he just has a really level head about him. He's like, he's had a long life, you know. Sport's gonna go to heaven soon. Like, he's gonna die soon. Meanwhile, my dog's dead. I'm like, why?
Oh,
why? Oh
my god. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Why me, Bandit? Why?
So then what'd you decide to get him? You can cry to Bandit whenever you want. So what'd you decide to like pull the trigger?
Kill him?
No.
Oh, get a dog.
Get him.
Rosebud showed me and I was like, yeah, this is, I'll just take this one. And then she went back home with him that night. We texted the next day and I was like,
you and Ernest?
Me and Ernest texted.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll get you out of there. I was like, that girl's a racist. She was just dating Seton at the time.
That's right.
I'll get you out of that interracial
house.
She's
fetishizing black men.
But I don't think Rosebud's dog liked Ernest.
So we had to get him out.
It was a little time sensitive. Sorry, Bandit. I was hurting your hip. I could tell. I'm sorry. Are you okay?
He just wants to lie on the floor.
Yeah, just lie on the floor.
Okay, there you go. You're good. Lie on the wire.
Oh, she's so cute.
She's the best.
So yeah, walked him home. The Lucas brothers, or one of them, paid for him because I was broke. It was like $500.
You know them like that?
We had just broken up, but we're still friendly.
Wait.
So I always told, I was
who?
Like, hey.
Which one did you date?
Keith.
No way.
Yeah, wasn't that nice?
I didn't know you guys dated.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yep. And so I had to let him know when he died. I was like, your son's dying. So like, do you want to see him one last time? He didn't. But so then he paid for him. I did all the paperwork. I got references. Everybody's like, blah, blah, blah. And then, yeah, he was my dog. And I was waitressing. My cousin would walk him when I was at work sometimes. My roommate.
This is when you were living in the
Bushwick.
Tenement house? Oh.
Yes, Bushwick. Bad. Bushwick. Like, we used to go to Maria Hernandez Park where, like, other dogs had signs that said free dog on them.
Free dog?
There was, like, black families trying to give away pit bulls.
Oh, no. That's not like, adopt me. That's free dog.
Oh, no.
That's a way different thing.
Oh, yeah. With, like, the nipples hanging out. Like, you could tell this dog had, like, 18 litters of fighting
dogs.
Sometimes
you see those mother dogs. Usually you see them in, like, Laos or something. But sometimes you see them in, like, our version of Laos, you know?
Bushwick.
Yeah, sure. Chickens running around. You're like, you're a full pregnant dog?
Yeah, it's
like
it's always
nips I can barely see.
Oh, I'm right. Oh, same with Mabel. Yeah.
Ugh.
I never want to see him.
So, I mean, I'll lick him and stuff, but just for like, you know. Like,
she likes that. She's a good girl.
So, you got Ernest. How was it? Okay, in the beginning?
It was fine. It was great.
Did you have to train her? Where'd she come from? Where'd he come up?
I think it's so funny how if it's a boy, you call it a girl, and a girl, you call a boy. You're just, I didn't really train him. No,
nope.
I just walked the shit out of him. And so he was a good dog because he was tired. He was too tired to be destructive or bad or anything.
Did you say destructive?
I did say destructive.
Do you want to walk that back?
No, I'd like to say destructive. Okay. I'd like to.
Okay. He was destructive. He would tear stuff apart.
He wasn't because I walked him. He was good. I walked the shit out of him. He slept a lot. He kind of liked dog parks, but not really.
Yeah.
He was faster than everybody, though. He constantly broke his dew claws. Do you know?
The thumb.
Their thumb, yeah. Yeah.
Would Why? Rip them running off. Too hard?
Running, going way too hard in the park, yeah. And he'd be like, "Where?" And they would bleed, and I wouldn't take him to the vet. Because God, he would just lick them until they were fine.
I thought they lick them until they're off.
Yeah, until they're off, yeah.
But they can lick them better?
Yeah, that's what I...
That's what you learned? That's we're always like, don't lick, Bennett, get a cone.
That's what I assumed.
Well, maybe if it worked out.
I also was rejected by one adoption agency this time around when I got a new dog because I hadn't taken Ernest to the vet enough.
So you're like, I had a dog, they're like, show us the records. You're like, well, would it be better if I never had a dog?
Right.
They rejected you?
Yes. Social Tees in Brooklyn.
I know Social Tees.
Yeah. They said no to me because I couldn't come up with annual vet records. And he'd been to the vet fucking plenty, obviously. But you're like,
my dog was healthy.
He was so healthy.
What do you want me to do? What is it called when the cops have to give out tickets?
Oh, like meet their quota?
Quota, yeah. You want me to meet a quota on vet, you know? Sorry, he was healthy.
I was like, you take him in for the thumb thing? Come on, really? Just lick that off.
The dogs don't have thumbs. Hi, everybody. Today's episode of Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank Podcast is brought to you by AllFido.com. AllFido.com is a pet wellness brand. It's focused on giving pet owners and dogs fucking great kind of natural treats to help calm them down, stuff like that. Maybe your dog is a lot like mine, and he's a fucking pussy. Is your dog a pussy sometimes? Bennett, remember when that pit bull attacked you in Ecuador and you just fucking whimpered, didn't fight back at all, just made these fucking weird whimpering noises? Yeah. Bandit, remember every time? I get fireworks, Bandit. I understand that. It doesn't bother me, but I can see how it bother you. If it does, why don't you get these Fido, the Chill Chews. Tasty chicken flavor. Calming hemp bites. Oh, that's great. Natural ingredients. Hemp seed oil, hemp seed powder, chamomile. Come on, guys. Passion flower, ginger. It'll calm your dog down, but in those moments when there is fireworks or thunder, or even in Bandit's case, when a fucking motorcycle goes by or any loud car, you should see her just go, oh, I want to go to the bathroom where it's quiet. I want to go to the bathroom where it's quiet. It's very annoying. It's very annoying. So go to allfido.com. If you use promo code RE15 at checkout, you get 15% off your order. You can also check them out on Instagram. Check out all their stuff at Fido Supplements. Yeah, they also offer a eucalyptus ear cleaner for dogs with stinky ears. My dog does not have stinky ears. My dog's ears smell like Frito-Lay's corn chips. So, guys, thank you very much. AllFido.com. Check them out. Get 15% off your order with code RE15 at checkout. Thanks. Now back to the episode. Guys, don't let your dog be a pussy. Dope him up. Dope him up from AllFido.com. Hi, everybody. Today's episode of Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank Podcast is brought to you by 3chi.com. Find purveyors of Delta 8 THC products. That's right. Guys, THC is coming a long way. It's doing all sorts of stuff. You remember when it was just like smoke, find a roach on the street and fucking, you know, or in your uncle's ashtray of his car? Nah, those days are long over. Today, first, then you've got dabs. You start having people with welding masks come out. And then you started getting people all sorts of like edible products. And that's where Delta 8 comes in. It's not just edibles, but that's the kind I love. Delta 8 is like, I don't know, I explain it to you guys every time, but it's like, it's THC. It's just a federally legal version of it. I don't know how to explain it. It just gets you high all over your body. It's different than even regular edibles. So I like the gummies they have. Delta 8, gummies from 3chi.com. That's the number 3chi.com. If you use the promo code Ari at checkout, get 5% off your order. So keep doing that. And guys, just get fucked up. They send me so much shit too. Delta 3chi, you guys gotta stop sending me shit. I go to my fucking PO box and I just boxes and boxes. You're gonna start making me give it to homeless people. Actually, maybe that's not a bad idea. Maybe I should make a what's it called when you combine with somebody? You know when people always ask you, when you know your drug dealer comes over and he goes, hey, we should do a, you and I should work, collaborate. Maybe I should do a collaboration. Yeah, do you ever get a drug dealer who's like, oh, you do comedy? We should collaborate. I'm like, what do you do? And he's like, well, I rap. I'm like, that's a different, okay, what does that mean, collaborate? I love the go-getterness of it though. But yeah, maybe we should collaborate. Me and 3chi.com on giving the homeless people in the park High quality Delta 8 THC products from 3chi.com. Guys, 3chi, what do you think of that? You'd probably be against it. I can see why you'd be against it. This is drugs. It's not CBD. It'll get you fucked up. So, but all those homeless guys are of age. And if I tell you what, if I see a child homeless guy, I won't let him have anything. And I won't give him any food also. And I'll just kick him. Anyway, in the meantime, while we're trying to figure this out, go to 3chi.com. That's number 3chi.com. Get your Delta 8 vapes, gummies, tinctures, edibles, and oils, and fucking go to town. Get fucked up. From Ari Shaffir. All right, now back to the episode.
I mean, obviously, at the end of his life, I think I dropped like 4 or 5 grand on him, like doing all these checks and making
Wait,
sure.
Let's get to that.
Sorry,
Let's get to that.
Should we skip? We skip through his whole life. Let's talk
about Ernest. Let's talk about Ernest a little bit.
He had a great personality.
What was his deal? I met him a few times.
He was
I loved
chill.
Him.
They let me take him into the where I live now, into the breakfast spot. They would give him grilled chicken. He would just sit there and chill.
Really?
He bit Lewis, Colm Terrell, and Ian Fidance.
Yeah. All people living lies.
All people living lies. Like, great judge of character.
Yeah, I'd say.
Boom, boom, boom. Ian Fidance was smoking cigarettes in my apartment.
Not allowed.
Not allowed. He has a cat. He's a freak. Ernest didn't like him. He fucking bit him. He's like, freak. Who's this homo?
He is a freak.
Bit him. Lewis used to try to play fight. Or no, he would play fight with Lewis, but Lewis threw me on the bed once and Ernest bit him. Like, when?
Really?
And
I remember those Lewis things where he'd pick you up and fucking slam you.
Yeah.
It was funny, actually. Yeah. You were just so small.
I did not like it.
What were his tricks?
He could sit, stay, calm.
What were his personality tricks?
Really good jumper.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My cousin would watch him, and my cousin taught him to jump through his bike. He brought his bike up to my room, and he just had it in my bedroom, and he would pull the tree on my bed, and he would jump through the bike onto my bed.
Through, where the seat is, the bottom?
Yeah.
Wow,
really?
He
was tiny like that. Yeah, he was fast as hell.
My brother has a little kid, watches his dog, and she just trains it. Like, she comes by, is like, I taught him a new trick.
Really?
It's like Zurich, yeah.
That's awesome.
And then jumping over things or running under, and it's like, what? It's like, they just have the love.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I feel like he could have, I mean, I probably, if I had more time, we just mostly walked, you know? We just walked. We walked everywhere, like 20,000 steps a day.
Really?
Yeah.
And Ernest would go with you?
Oh, yeah.
Would he ever pull back and be like, I'm not interested?
Well, at the end when he was...
No, wait.
I'm so bad at the dead dog episode. Yeah. I'm like, can we talk about what it was like? Yeah, no, he was always game. He was athletic as fuck. I would let him, when I was dating Tom, I would let him off leash. And then Tom got a shitty dog.
Yeah.
Sorry, no offense, Stella. But she was just, she needs more work. She's a husky German shepherd mix.
Yeah.
So she's hyper as hell. And Ernest was allowed off leash at the park, but she wasn't. He'd just rip it up.
Great.
He'd rip it up. He loved the beach. I took him to Long Beach. We stayed in Rockaway for one summer.
Did he ever do the thing where the crabs come out like at 5, 6 p.m.?
No.
After crabs?
Oh,
Bannon would do that in Ecuador. Yeah. She would see a crab run over, then they jump. As soon as they see them, they jump, go down.
Yeah.
And then you see another one this way.
It's like,
whack-a-mole. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was great.
Oh, Ernest would have liked that.
And then one time, he trapped one of the crabs. It's a small, you know, one of those little sand crabs.
Yeah.
He trapped one outside a hole.
Yeah.
So this crab just got up like this, calling like this.
Yeah.
Bandit kept up. Bandit likes to touch scarabs and stuff. Yeah. So she kept pawing at it. She'll never bite it, just pawing at it, but the crab doesn't know that. And then at some point, he's fucking snapped.
No.
His whole finger is just hanging. I'm like, oh, no. I picked the rest so she couldn't get sand in it.
Yeah.
And it was just the crab's finger was off.
Oh, good. Good. Nice job, Bandit.
Nice job, Bandit. You crushed that bitch, Bandit. Nice, Bandit.
Ernest would kill a street cat if I let him.
Really?
He was very interested in street, wanted
would
to fuck them up.
Really?
He got scratched by one. That he went after.
Bannon's frightened of cats.
Yeah, I mean, he was after that. He got bonked hard. He's
cats do have that thing.
They bump, and if their claws are out, it's like, imagine it, right?
Ugh. Would he push you to go outside?
Yeah.
He'd be like, come on, come on, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Would he sit by the door let's go, let's go?
Yeah.
I love when dogs do that.
Me too.
When they're just ready. You know what Nate's dog did? Huh. They trained it to, there's a little bell on the door, and he'd go over and hit the bell.
Out,
and then they were like, oh, I guess, open the door, go right out of the yard. What?
Ernest would just be in the bathroom with me anyway, while I was fucking taking my morning dump. You know, we weren't leaving before that was going off.
He would just come.
Stare at me.
Would he come in the bathroom and smell your dump?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's a fun thing dogs do.
Yeah.
They'll just come in there. Hey, keep me company. No human would keep you company during dump.
No, they love it, too. Close like, nice oh, one,
that's
Mom.
New. That's ooh. New.
It smells great.
I love when they pass a dump, like another in dog dump. Like, hold on, I got to inspect
hold on,
this.
Hold on.
What is
Let
this?
Me, ooh,
I think there's a dog sucked. Here. Yep, there's a dog here. He had peanuts of some kind. Okay, cool, let's go.
He, like, Ernest pissed on this whole city. He would piss on every foot. It was piss.
Everybody, boy dog.
This lady yelled at me in Battery Park once. She's like, what? You just let your dog piss on these plants? And I was like, do you live in these plants? Like, why do we care about these plants? Like, they're going to get watered anyway. Like, yeah.
That was one of the weirdest things I learned in New York, where you're like, don't let your dogs pee or dump here. You're like, no, you mean dump. Pee's fine. Pee's water.
Right.
And be like, no, the nitrous or whatever kills the plants.
Kills the
and you're
plants.
Like, oh, fuck off.
There's so many fucking dogs in this city.
You know
up.
Where they don't have those signs? Black neighborhoods. That is, Brooklyn Heights has that.
Battery Park.
Yeah,
yeah, they go, people have yelled at me because it says dog-free zone. And like they'll be like, it's the dog-free zone. And I'm like,
and you're like,
he
but look
can't
at the
read.
Dog. It's clearly not a dog-free zone.
Right. I'm like, yeah, my dog can't read also. You're not even taking into account. How is he supposed to know?
Yeah. But when I was walking at my parents' neighborhood, and you have these like no sidewalks, just like real suburban, whatever,
yeah,
and just
yeah,
like
yeah.
grass, and it's like don't, it's like, and then you see it's like, oh, next time you walk there, there's like this like dead patch on the grass.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's probably.
But they all piss on that spot, though. It's not like they, you know, so they're kind of just damaging one spot.
Eh, fair.
I mean, I don't fucking care.
Would Ernest do anything like when Bandit comes in? She'll almost always like. Say hi, be excited, and then run get a toy, and then run to the couch. So there's this thing I do when someone's come over. Like if DeRosa came over, I was like, "Hey, before we go in, just so you know, Bandit was talking about that she wanted to show you this toy." So like humor, and he's like,
right.
"Okay."
Just
and then when she got
like
the toy,
it.
He was like, "What?" You know, I know he's just gonna get some toy. It's all it's just her move. And then you got because we're always like, "Whoa, Bandit, you got a
full personification on your dog."
What
you have projected everything you want from her.
Yeah,
yeah. We just had a chat about this toy. You're gonna love it, Joe.
And then Joe's like, "What?
You've never seen...
Has she been talking about this toy to show me?"
I get it. It's gorgeous. It's art. Ernest zoomed. Ernest would zoom after every
love
walk.
Love the zoomies.
I know.
After a walk.
Yeah.
Then start fucking kicking it.
Yeah, it was like he was getting his last like cardio push out. And
outside
then would...
or inside.
Inside.
In that tenement house?
All of them. Yep. There, everywhere.
That was roomy, that one.
That tiny one, my first one, where Bandit came?
Yeah, that was big.
That was all right. It wasn't big. My place is much bigger now.
Your place is bigger? I thought your place was nicer now, but that place was like a big, like
but that
illegal.
Place is double the size.
Which place?
Where I am now. The
Whoa.
Living room
that was
area.
Pre.
It was fun. For it was fans. Fine. It was fine. It was
yeah.
fine. We just went on a long walk. But yeah, Zoom.
I thought it was just that it was uneven, like, ground
uneven,
and stuff, but plenty of space.
Had, like, a tiny sink in the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah,
to, like,
yeah.
Fit, like, one hand in at a time.
God, I hate that shit. New York apartments. You're like, how would this... Who would ever say,
right.
Okay, we're good to go?
Yeah, but, like, what human are you building this for,
yeah.
too? I mean, I'm a small person. Like, this can only be good for, like, 20% of the population.
If you're building a bathroom and you... Look, just do this. This is a normal toothbrushing
right,
motion.
Right.
If I can't put my elbow out, if I have to open up... Literally, I had my first apartment. I had to open up the shower door to brush my teeth.
Or just break everything all the time because I'd be knocking shit off.
Yeah. Test the shit. I'm going, oh, I see what we did wrong here.
Yeah, but a lot of people in that neighborhood anyway, I think maybe they were built by Asian people.
Asians, yeah.
And they were like, everything we do is like this.
Oh, interesting.
We keep
yeah.
it tiny. Da-da-da-da. We like a disease.
Dude, I love the zoomies so much on a dog.
Yes.
It's like they're tweakers.
Yep.
They're just
they can't contain whatever it is and
they
if they
keep running past you.
Yep.
They keep going.
Let's go. I love fucking dog park. I go full nerd. Like I'm so nice and friendly like to dog park like parents
yeah
and I like give their dogs like personality traits like that I believe them whatever they say like oh yeah this is what Teddy does like Teddy grabs a ball and then she puts it over here and I'm just like yeah well Mabel's kind of an asshole she's new she might fuck your dog up. Ernest wasn't that into dog parks. He would do like 10 minutes and then like a running around meeting everybody smell everybody wasn't afraid didn't start fights but then would just come back and stare at me and be like shouldn't we walk for 8 more miles
oh my god
we have ground to cover.
Do you think that was like he learned from you being a workout freak or like
I think
you just
dogs love walking.
Happen to get lucky. Oh yeah, true.
They love walking. They're like whatever, their biological makeup, like what they come from. Wolves just roamed.
We took Bandit on a 3 or 4, I forget, day hike in Ecuador.
It's probably the happiest time of our life.
I mean he would run circles around us.
Shoot.
We did an 8-hour day. He did like triple that, running off, coming
because,
back.
Because, yeah, I always think of that, the ground they cover. That's the other thing, like, in dog parks, too, like, they get a lot, maybe more exercise because they're running faster and they're nonstop.
Yeah.
If they're doing it right. But that's fucking, she's a very lucky dog.
What do you mean?
The hikes and, like, all the travel she's done.
Oh, she's definitely been to more places, I like to say, than two-thirds of my friends.
Mm-hmm. It's incredible.
She's been to 2 continents.
Wow.
Multiple coasts.
How is she flying?
Great.
What do you do?
Benadryl.
Okay.
Half a Benadryl.
Yeah.
And then she's just...
When you're on the plane or before you get to the airport? Because Ernest would freak.
Right before we get on the plane. So like, after check-in, before...
So she's chill in the airport.
Yeah, before boarding.
Ernest would freak in, like, Amtrak, buses. He vomited in cars.
No, really?
Got car sick all the time. All the time. I would bring plastic bags with me and a $20 bill.
Just to pay for Uber?
If something happened, yeah. Like,
oh my God.
I would try to catch it.
Throw
and,
up. We could see him up.
Oh yeah. Because when dogs throw up, it's so cartoonish.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like a
and then sometimes it just a little bit comes out.
Yep. Not
and it just comes out slow, and like, there's no projectile vomit with a dog. They just leave it. It's in one spot.
It is. But they don't. They're also, I feel like, humiliated by it themselves, like, doing it. So they try. Like, I would try to, like, catch it with the bag, and he'd be like, "No, mom, no, no, no."
Stop! I gotta get this to the ground. He's gotta put the bag over his head.
No.
It's so funny too. So you ever see a barf poop? Like, they ate a poop and then barfed it up.
No.
So it's got all the white mucus around a poop.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Wait, did Bennett eat poop? Was she a poop eater?
No, actually. But I have seen dogs fully at the park. Eat up poop.
Me too. I'm like, where's your mother?
Where's your sense? I can see smelling it, but like, you're eating it?
There's a lot of dogs that eat poop.
Bandit will eat deer poop.
Oh, my mom's dog will eat bunny poop.
Yeah.
Those seem like a little harder, more pellety. Like,
more pellety, but like, what's in there that smells good enough for you to go, I'm putting it in me?
Maybe protein. Maybe.
Ugh, maybe.
I don't know.
Ugh.
Yeah, no.
That's funny. They would throw up.
He would vomit,
but you would still
keep
trying.
Yeah, but I was trying, torturing it.
Yeah.
I was like, this is the one. One time I could tell the guy was going to be really mean, and this is probably abusive. I held his mouth shut and he swallowed his vomit.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's abusive.
Yeah. Sorry, Ernest. R.I.P. Ernest.
Rip. I had an Uber driver. Because, you know, when they come and they see you have a dog, they go, new deal. This wasn't part of the deal.
I messaged them. What do you do? How do you avoid it? You know, there's a supposedly a pet Uber.
It's a separate Uber, or
a separate Uber.
So it's not part of the Uber company. It's like an Uber competitor, or
I don't believe
it's part
it exists.
Of Uber. It's like Uber Eats.
I think it's a myth, and whoever said it, I think, is a liar. But I've heard people say
you should
it.
Be able to put in. I have a pet. I want to ride
as an option. Yeah,
right away. I have a pet. So like, if you're against it, don't come. Because I'm waiting 7 minutes. Then you come and you're like, oh, no pet. I'm like, well, dude.
For her too, it's like, shut the fuck up.
Sit on my lap, relax.
Yeah.
I get it, though. They've probably been like, someone's pissed in there.
Yeah, I get it too. If like, it's going to leave dog hair all over, and like, oh, my next person. I was like,
it will leave dog hair all over. But also, what are they going to? They're not going to. They're going to rate you before they see the dog hair. Yeah, also, I mean, fuck off. Dogs are people too.
They are.
Yeah. But anyway, one guy said, no, the next guy came. He goes, oh, I don't know. He just admitted it. Some immigrant. He goes, I'm very frightened of dogs. I'm
There's
like,
a woman in my building who's petrified of dogs. I want to. Like, talk to her. I want to, like, bring her to a workshop. I want to explain to her how she's actually making her own life worse. In my building, there's more dogs than people. So why the fuck did she move in there? She saw Mabel, my new dog, and she's up against... And she was afraid of fucking Ernest, who did nothing. Right. She's up against the wall like this, like, oh my God, oh my God. And I'm just like, you know, you're increasing the chances of the likelihood of you getting bit by this behavior.
Yeah.
Like, dogs see that.
She can't help it. She's scared. What you want to do is whenever I say a kid is scared, I'll hold Bandit. I'll like from the back. I'm like, touch her back. Pet her on the back.
Yeah.
And then if Bandit turns, like, no. This guy was the same way.
Yeah.
He was like, hold. I'm like, okay, totally. You don't have to pick me up. Because this guy was at least nice about it. He was like, no dogs. Goodbye.
Right.
He was like, I'm like, I'll hold her. He goes, you hold her the whole time? Like, I will. But trust me. Like, I've been scared of dogs. This ain't the dog to be scared of.
Right.
It's not going to do anything.
No.
He goes, will you hold it the whole time? Like, yeah. I will hold it the whole time.
People have like a... I empathize with
it.
Like, I feel like they probably got bit by a dog. Like, you know, they probably had some shit. And it is scary. I told you I got bit by that Belgian fucking Malinois the other day.
What was that? What happened?
It was the scariest dog interaction I've ever had. It felt like its jaws just clamped, but it was still just playing with me. Like, and it like, but I knew if I moved or was weird, it would have ripped my fucking arm off.
Whoa.
These people, I don't know why they have this weapon of a dog.
What's a Malinois? Look it up for me.
Belgian Malinois. You want me to show you a picture?
Yeah.
I mean, these are the dogs, like, you know when, like, that you comics go perform for the troops and then they get attacked by dogs?
Yeah.
This is what it is. Oh, like
in the sumo suit? Yeah. I thought that's German Shepherds.
It looks like a German Shepherd.
Oh, Malinois.
I spelled it wrong.
Is it like melanin?
It's gonna pull it up. I'm getting all these TMZ reports about Kim.
Oh, that's, yeah, it does look like a German Shepherd. It does. Yeah, for sure.
But they're fucking weapons.
They're what? Weapons?
Yeah. And it's like, are you looking for my nudes? And it's like, you can have a dog like that, I guess, if you're also like the captain of the military. What are you doing with a dog? What do you need? Why would you?
Yeah, why would you get that as a dog? As a hangout dog?
It's just, I feel so bad for this woman. She's so
I don't know
nice.
Why anyone would get a bit, we'll get to it in a second, but a big dog. I feel like Bandit's the perfect size. She a little is. Smaller would be okay.
Yeah.
She's 32
yeah.
pounds. I'd say 20 to 32.
That was Ernest. He was the perfect size.
Yeah.
He was.
City dog, actually. Country dog, I guess you could have a bigger dog.
Yeah.
They can really get out and go.
And really, like, let it rip. But a lot of the bigger breeds are actually lazier than the smaller breeds.
They die faster.
They do have shorter life expectancies, but they need less as far as exercise. Like a Mastiff or like...
Doesn't need exercise?
A Great Dane.
Yeah.
Great Dane, like you take them for a lap, they're fucking good.
They're done. It's just like, you know how much weight I just put up? I just did 6 reps of 500.
I kind of want a Great Dane. It's like walking a little horse. But yeah, Ernest was the perfect size.
Hey guys, Ari Shaffir here. Breaking into this podcast to tell you about my tour schedule. Yeah, that's right. I'm back on the road. I am redoing, just so you know, Ari Shaffir Jew in many cities. So here's where I am on the road. This weekend, the first and foremost, just my regular stand-up, I'll be with Bobby Kelly and Big J Okerson in Fort Wayne, Indiana, on March 24th. That's this Thursday. Grand Rapids, Michigan, at 20 Monroe Live, 20 GLC at 20 Monroe Live on the 25th, Friday. And Fillmore at Detroit, Michigan at the Fillmore Theater on March 26th. Me, Bobby Kelly, Big J Okerson, all tickets are available at arishaffir.com. God damn it, that's shaky. It's a lot of wind. You probably hear it. And then I'm doing a bunch of shows for Ari Shaffir Jew. If you haven't seen it, come out and see it. This will be the end of it. Appleton, Wisconsin, March 31st, April 1st and 2nd. Los Angeles, April 8th, one show only, the final Ari Shaffir Jew in the West Coast. Get tickets, just in the belly room. I'm just doing it so I can show one guy the show. I should tell you this, but I'm not sure I should. Nashville, Tennessee, at the Ryman Theater, we're doing This Is Not Ari Shaffir's Renamed Storytelling Show. I can't tell you the names, absolutely 100% cannot tell you the names. They will announce the names. April 20th, the Ryman Auditorium. I will tell you, at least one guy has done the show multiple times. Has done the TV show This Is Not Happening multiple times. And I'm not including myself. So two people, including myself. And then Ari Shaffir Jew back in St. Louis, Missouri, and Buffalo at the end of April, 21st, 28th. Louisville, Kentucky, during the Kentucky Derby Week. Bad scheduling on my part. Austin, Texas. I'm doing a whole run of the Creek in the Cave. I know I've done Jew there before, but I'm just doing it as like a residency, and I've always wanted to perform at the Creek. So get tickets at arishaffir.com. And then New York City, June 11th, tickets will be on sale on Friday for that. Do not come if you've already seen Ari Shaffir Jew. Everybody else, fucking get your tickets. Minneapolis, Minnesota on 6/17 at the Pantages. That will not be Jew. And Chicago at the Vic also will not be Jew. It should be by other stand-up, which is also quite good. I'm putting up a new stand-up clip this weekend, or this week, on youtube.com/Ari Shaffir. Subscribe. Hit subscribe. All right, guys. That's my tour dates. I hope you come to a show. Everyone's entertained. And usually about 1% of the crowd, probably a few people per show, walk out angry. And that's the kind of shit that we all love. I'll see you there. Let's expose the dorks. Yeah. Damn. And so, did he get along with the other dogs?
And now he's dead.
Did he get along with Karen's dog? I mean,
I'm Karen.
Corinne's dog?
Fisher?
Yeah.
Yeah. Alfred?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? Justin's dogs?
Never met Justin's
dogs. He got along with Bandit fine.
Loved Bandit. They walked together. Weekend. Yep. They played. Most dogs, yeah, fine with. Didn't get along. Paco, I babysat because it was a puppy.
Which was Paco?
Paco is a intern at Gas Digital. He's also like a comedian, I guess.
Oh, his dog.
His dog.
Oh, I figured it was a dog's name.
Kumo. Not okay. Housebroken, because Paco stinks.
Oh, I know Paco.
Yeah, he carries his dog around like it's a fucking gerbil.
Barks nonstop.
Barks nonstop, shits and pisses in my apartment immediately. And I'm like, this dog isn't housebroken. And he's like, what? She pees outside when I take her out of the bag and put her down. I'm like,
oh, yeah. It's like, yeah, she also pees outside.
right.
That doesn't mean,
right.
No, we want her to only pee outside.
Right, exactly. She's peed outside before.
I like when you're like, it's not housebroken. It's like, what does that mean? I'm like, ah, oh, fuck. You're not even close.
Fuck me. Yeah. Ernest was humping the shit out of it, and I just let him.
Really?
Yeah. I'm just like, go ahead, fuck that little dog.
Would Ernest hump?
Yeah.
Did it get in ever?
No, but he got fully erect. And this is what I was telling the vet.
That lipstick thing, yeah.
At the end of his life, too, I would tell the vet, I'm like, he's still getting erections. And she's like, why? Why are you checking
loves life. I'm not. I mean, I just got to measure.
He humped my sister's dog, Murphy, who's mm-hmm. a big dog. He loved humping big dogs.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
To like, that's nice. Ernest got it.
But then other times, I really thought he was like a little gay.
In what way?
He just had like seemed like had a, like a flamboyant sense to him. He really liked men.
Fucking dudes in the butt.
Yeah, you know, getting erect.
Ernest was a very chill, like didn't seem unfriendly to anybody.
No.
Friendly to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loved everybody.
You ever walk a dog and then you see another dog, so they're always like, hey, let's meet up. Let's meet the dog. And then you have to like pretend to look at them so you don't have to look at another human. Looking exactly. for a while and then eventually like,
exactly
hi.
Especially in the morning.
Yeah,
I'm just like, my face isn't ready for you.
Yeah,
what do you
and
want?
Then you smile. Oh, so how you playing?
Yeah,
hello. You're being in your friend's spats.
Ernest would look deeply into people's eyes when he met them.
Really?
Strangers, you know, they would go down and he would just be like, just look at them, you know, like, and he would walk away with people like if I let him.
Wow.
Just love them.
And then but sometimes and you meet somebody and they go, oh, he's not friendly. And you're like, oh, okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Like, so you pull your dog away. Yeah. But you're like, how sad for you.
Right. What's the
your
point?
Your dog's not friendly?
I know. But you see it. You see what people walking like dogs with like muzzles on. And I get it. But like, I don't know if we do have to save every dog. I think there's so many fucking good
start
dogs.
Start it over. This one ain't happening.
My
you can
brother
kill
put
a
dog
podcast
to sleep.
After a certain amount of time, you can definitely kill a dog.
My brother put a dog to sleep for being vicious.
Really? Metzger's dog used to have it, and he would start one time he was just like doped up, you know, when they get doped up from the vet and they don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
So she'd like nip at me. I'm like, hey.
Right.
And then she fully bit somebody else, and then she fully bits, and eventually like, ow. Yeah, all right.
Bad dog.
Yeah, bad dog.
But what was Metzger a bad dog owner?
Yeah, he was a slob.
Right.
Like this is all just like threw up my stuff from unpacking.
Yeah.
All this shit there.
But this is
that's just normal for Metzger.
His life.
Just stuff everywhere all the time.
Yeah. Because I hear bad dog, I wonder.
Bad owner. Bad dog, bad owner. Mm-hmm. Dogs become like the owners.
Yeah.
You have no order in your life.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's going to happen for sure. But there are dogs, I do think, that are chemically imbalanced from the jump, and you just like, they're just bred that way, and there's not enough Prozac.
I heard
for
when you get a new dog, one thing you do, especially if you're getting a shelter dog, is drop some keys nearby it. And if they freak out, you're like, it's too much damage in there.
Really?
If that little noise bothered them that much, it's like,
Yeah.
And if they're like, oh, it's just keys dropping, then you're like, okay. Yeah. But like the other way is a sign of like, this is going to be a long road.
Like, I guess I should do that with Mabel.
It's too late.
You throw keys at her?
No, you beat her with keys. It's a different thing I'm talking about.
You cut their thumbs off?
How much did Ernest cost?
$500.
$500.
Yep.
It's a lot for
a piece of shit rescue from fucking Miami.
And you had no idea how old it was or anything?
No.
What was his background?
They said young
Miami.
From Miami. Yeah, you remember that. Wow.
Parties. Well, you just said it a second ago. It was a little under 10 seconds before this. Like, yeah, you remember. I should have just been like, yeah, I loved Ernest.
That's probably why my weed pen's empty.
So you're that kind of AA?
California sober.
California sober.
Yeah.
That's a great term for it.
Yep.
I mean, I have a lot of friends there. The way I just said it sounded judgy. I wasn't.
No, you're fine.
You're okay.
Rich Voss. I get all the judgment I need from Rich Voss. You fucking pothead. I wouldn't even be smoking anywhere near him.
And it's also like, why am I a pothead? Because I smoke sometimes. You know, Big J and Soder. And you're calling me a pothead?
I know.
Like, come on, man. There's bigger potheads
whatever
around.
Whatever pot Mike Cannon's been smoking lately, too, is just like fucking me up.
Really? What does he have? Vape?
I don't know. Blunts.
Oh, nice. It's the blunts. It's the tobacco leaf.
Yeah.
It fucking multiplies the other thing.
Yeah. I was fucked up.
The worst is smoking with Sherrod because he has that 2% weed joints.
And the rest is tobacco.
Yeah. And you smoke it like, fuck, what, dude?
I vomit.
Yeah, you got to warn me. I'll take a slow puff.
No, he's the worst.
Yeah, he thinks it's normal. I'm like, dude, literally, you have a tenth of a gram in this joint. Ugh, balls. So,
Ernest I used to blow weed in Ernest's face when he was like a little hyper.
Did it calm down? I do not, but when I do smoke weed, Bannock comes over. I think he's like, I know you're going to be in a good mood now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're going to be full cuddle. Yeah. It's time to chill. Netflix and chill, Dad.
Netflix and chill, dog. Yeah.
What'd you just ask me?
What? Let me see. What was I going to say? Oh, if Ernest calmed down, did it do anything?
Yeah, a little bit. Nothing.
How was he during fireworks?
Hated him. Would shake.
Yeah.
Whole body would shake.
Shake, like shivering.
But you can't.
You can't stop it. You can hold it.
You try to become the thunder jacket that they sell on the internet.
Hold it. Yeah. We got our thunder jacket. We got it. Because also the fireworks here last.
They suck.
They go from 2 weeks before July 4th till a month and a half after.
All these fucking goofy whatever people who do that. I just, I've never set off fireworks.
I realize now. I'm like, this was fucked. The dogs aren't just barking. They're
fully terrified.
Yeah.
I guess I did it when I was a kid too, but it was like a one shot fucking, it was like 1 hour of fireworks.
Yeah.
Anyway. We had to eventually
figure out locker in the bathroom where there's no windows.
Lightning?
No, lightning shouldn't give a shit about.
Ernest freaks for lightning before the storm would even happen.
She knew it was coming.
I knew it was coming. He would just shake violently.
You could tell the what is the pressure? Barometric pressure.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Really smart.
Yeah, my dog can smell homosexuality in people. Can't you ban it? When I go, where's the queer? Where's the queer? And you go straight to Chelsea. Come on, Bannett. You know you do.
I love her so much.
This is my favorite trick. Bannett, wait. Oh, you're not going to do it. Bannett, wait. Oh, Bannett. No, you're not going to do it.
She's not going to do it.
She's going to kiss me. Hey, Bannett, wait. Kiss. Whoa. You did it. Thanks.
Ernest didn't lick.
Did not lick. He licked me.
No, he didn't.
He did.
No way.
I went right into his mouth.
You licked him. You licked him, Ari.
Yeah. I am remembering that.
I'm telling you, he wasn't a licker. Very rarely. If he did lick you, I believe it, but it would be like one of two times. Barely barked,
Ernest. He was a good dog that way, especially a city dog. If your dog barks here in New York, you either have to move or put it down. It's unfair to the rest of the building.
I like Corinne's dog, Alfred, but that thing's nonstop barking, and she doesn't do anything.
And it's like someone comes home, right? Let's say somebody comes home, they live on the third floor.
Yeah.
So everyone on a floor above you or below you is now awake because someone decided to come home at 12:30 on a Wednesday. Yeah.
I can't do a barking dog. Mabel doesn't bark.
They said she was part Basenji, and Basenji's trait is they just don't bark.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Also intensely loyal.
Yeah, look at her.
Yeah.
Although she was on my lap earlier.
I asked her to include you.
She didn't show me
Ernest
a toy.
Was a fucking perfect size, perfect city dog.
Yep. Never bothered anybody. Got stung by a bee once when he was taking a shit on a tree. Actually got stung by two bees.
At the same time.
And I had to pull two stingers out of his ass.
Oh.
That was brutal.
Asshole?
No, like the outer radius.
Oh, but on the ring.
Definitely on the ring.
Ooh.
Yeah. He cried then. He was like, arr. I'm trying to think of times he was hurt in his life. But not a lot.
Yeah. Banner tried to hit one of those massive Amazonian spiders, play with it, and we're like, the spider just like bit it. And we're like, oh, is that poisonous? And the guy was like, it's a big spider.
Oh, okay.
Like, so yes or no? I was like, it's fine. Banner just like on that one leg.
Oh.
Did Ernest ever get injured where they had to like lay off or something?
No.
Did he ever have a cone?
No.
Never coned up?
No, because I got him after he was neutered.
What does that have to do with the cone?
They usually give him cones when they neuter him.
Oh, I thought cones so you stop licking a wound or whatever.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, yeah, right.
But no cones, never. Again, I was a bad mom. I didn't take him to the vet that much.
Yeah.
I sort of have that philosophy about life. Like, if it's not broke,
deal with it.
Yeah.
You have a good philosophy on drunkenness adding to, like, mistakes.
Yeah.
Tell me if I'm wrong, but it was always one of those things where you just talked about yourself, but you was like, oh, there's no... there's no Me Too when I was an alcoholic. It was like, I got into situations.
Oh, I always said that. Yeah. I would get in trouble because I was saying on podcasts and like, because you'd find out, and I'm not saying that I don't have empathy for stuff that happens to women when they're wasted.
I'm talking about yourself.
But I'm, right, for me, since I'm an alcoholic, I know that if I'm fucking drinking, I'm putting myself, I'm doing something, I'm starting it, I'm a catalyst, or
starting a fight or doing whatever.
Yeah, I certainly share some responsibility in whatever the fuck is going to happen to me, so...
Yeah. My Bialik got in trouble for that after Harvey Weinstein. She was like,
right.
I just actually never go up to a producer's hotel room.
Because
why aren't we meeting in the lobby or the dining room or anything there? They have actually board rooms and all these.
I like her for that.
And people are like, fuck you. Yeah. You're saying they deserved it? And she's like, I'm giving you a tip on how not to let it happen again.
Right.
You can attack me if you want.
Fucking assholes.
Hey, what do you think for...
Bandit.
I'm going to have to... I'm doing wallpaper on the walls. Are these two? One of these do you like best?
Oh, I like these, that bright these, one.
Well, if this is a smoking room, I would go with this.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And get
so
it all
cool.
over. I might still get it over there. But I think for the side, for the sides,
that's
the
really
backdrops,
nice. That's like soothing and pretty.
Yeah. So it'd just be on the sides. But I can't decide between these two. And you won't finish it, but I'd like to hear your opinion.
I like this one.
Which one?
This one.
This one. That is what I was leaning towards too, but this one, some people were leaning towards too. A little more color.
It's cool and it's intricate. There's a lot of detail.
Imagine, so you're on the side now, so this is like over my head. So like if you're on that angle.
Okay. This one's cooler.
Yeah, I think this one's cooler. You got the scarab and stuff here.
It's
I think it might be
the
same
color.
Design. And the scarabs are here too.
I just, it's
mushrooms, understated.
It's the shades, the intricacy, and the color. It's cool.
Yeah. Now,
that's
do you think I
opinion.
Should? Now, this is just for from here to
that,
here.
Like that box. Right
yeah,
there.
And then over there. Do you think I should get a different color for the far wall that won't even be on? Because I'm picturing this is like going to the studio and smoke some weed and fucking chill, listen
well,
to some
records.
Well,
then maybe that's where you put the weed paper if it's not going to be on camera.
For this?
This is for the people, yeah.
Right. I'm
soothing colors
here,
for, you know, nervous comedians and performers that you have on.
Everything's chill.
Guys, relax. You bring your animal support, your emotional support.
You got
support
a development deal. Show people out.
You're signed.
Yeah, 9:45 spotted stand.
How did your show go that you filmed with all that stuff that... Unnamed storytelling show.
Oh, we didn't film it.
Oh, I thought you filmed it.
No, this is a live show.
Oh. But where'd you do it? Beacon?
Gramercy. Yeah. It was great.
It looked awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Ernest probably would have liked to go to it, but.
Okay. So now let's talk about what happened. By the way, you got a podcast or anything?
Yes, please check out Only Feehans, my podcast.
Only Feehans, FeeHans. Only Feehans.
Yeah.
That's smart because of your past on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
You've been on this podcast talking about it.
Yeah.
Pandemic, right? Was it the last time?
Yeah.
Nice. So you got Ernest at 3.5 or so.
Yeah. No problem.
Six, 7 years later.
Right.
How do you know 3.5?
I'm ballparking it.
Well, how'd you get that?
I keep making him older because I want him to have had a longer life.
But at the time when people were like, how old's Ernest? Right away, you were like, I think 3.5, 4.
No, I thought he was one. I wanted him to be younger then.
Right.
Because I wanted to have more time with him.
They do that in comedy too. They're like, how long have you been doing comedy? Like, 2 years? Yep. When it's like been 2 months. And then like 7 years in, you're like, just started about a month ago. I'm incredibly talented.
Yeah, and then you just like kind of like land on like the number 7 or 8 and you just don't move.
You stay there. There's this, they call it a blue zone or green zone in Ecuador where people just live long. I think it's a blue zone.
Oh, I've heard of this and read of this. What, because of the water, the air quality, the sun?
They don't know.
Yeah.
They don't know. Air quality, sun, fertility of the land, the altitude, something.
Yeah.
So I couldn't do it. These researchers go there all the time. It's in like... It's in the south of Ecuador, the South Andes. I forgot. Ishkaluma is right by there. Anyway. And then one of the researcher's assistants figured it out. Because it's like the amount of people that are over 100 is like
right, like
crazy.
Super long. That's wild.
Yeah. And he figured it out. They are lying. Because he's like, I've been here 2 years studying. This lady went from 85. 97 to 104.
they can't count.
Yeah, no, they just like it. So they're like, add another year. That's been 6 months. Add another year. They just like, they like the idea of being older. So he's like, oh. And then it's like, same lifespan as anywhere. It's just a lie.
Yeah. They just wanted to be of note.
Yeah. Anyway, OnlyFans. So let's talk about, Bandit
is young and fine and healthy. She's going to be with us for a long...
Bandit's older than when you got Ernest, or younger? It's tough because she looks like a puppy.
Ooh, right now at this point?
Yeah.
It's so freaking hard to tell because he was never a puppy. He looked like that, like pretty much like forever. Dog. Yeah. He looked like a young dog.
He was a puppy dog, the way Bandit is too. Full grown, but had puppy feel because of the size of him.
Yeah, but was never like puppy.
Never big pawed puppy, but like.
Yeah, no. And never like, I don't know my body.
Yeah.
Puppy, and never destructive puppy or like bad mouthy. Like Ernest had no bad behaviors. Literally none.
He was a great dog.
He was perfect.
So what happened one day, or how long ago? I remember talking to you about it.
One day he started drooling.
Just out of the blue?
Out of the blue.
In what way? Just like?
Like a little bit of drool as we were walking. It'd be like a phlegm thing. Like I ignored it for probably way too long. So I have a lot of guilt about that. But
he started drooling.
He just started drooling. And I was like, what the fuck? I went to Corinne Fisher's dog party. Oh, yeah, Dylan dressed up like Santa. We're taking pictures. We're all laughing. Look at Ernest drool. Look at Ernest drool. Like, ha, ha, ha. I didn't do anything.
I wouldn't be good. Nobody told you to check it out, right?
I didn't, like, he seemed totally fine otherwise. He was eating. He was like.
You figure he just, it's the thing he started. He's drooling.
Dogs drool.
Yeah.
But in the back of my head, I think somewhere I was like, oh, we're probably going to have to check this out at some point. But then I went away and I left him with Joe Harari and his girlfriend for like a few days. He loves them. And then he came back and he's drooling again. When I was like walking him home, he's drooling. I'm like, what the fuck? And I don't know what it was. It was just something. I thought about it before I picked him up that day. Yeah. I just kept thinking about the drooling because I left my drooling dog with him. And I was like, let me just look in his mouth and see. Maybe there's something in there. So I pick him up. I bring him back to my place, drooling. I wipe his drool and I go to open his mouth and I see this big black fucking ball. That's like on his tongue, like right. Right deep in the back. But I saw it and I flashed my light. And then I had to go do Caroline's. I think I was hosting for Attell. And I was just a shitty hang. I was like I couldn't talk about anything but Ernest dying for 5 weeks every time.
So you saw this ball and then what
happened? I knew in my heart. I knew. I was like, that's a fucking tumor.
What?
That's a tumor. I knew. I was... Of course, praying, and I took him
a picture of it?
The very next morning. No, I never took a picture of it.
Okay. You took him to the vet the next morning?
The next morning.
You knew it was a tumor?
Knew it was a tumor. In my head, I'm like, please give me a benign tumor that we can just hack off.
Just a growth.
Yeah. I started doing research, and all of the things I read were so fucking depressing. They were like, oral melanoma, common in dogs, 6 to 8 weeks without treatment. 6 to 8 weeks. Treatment, it's like... So then I'll back up a little bit. So then I bring him, and then you just start the process of giving vets all your money for different shit that they do. They did a lung x-ray and they saw nodes on his lungs. They were like, they kept saying concerned. We're concerned. We're concerned. We think it's cancer. We're concerned. Like, okay, okay, okay. His kidneys were fine. Like the rest of his body was like rock solid. Like they were happy with like blood work, kidneys, like breathing. Everything's fine. Then they did an aspirate needle on the tumor itself. So they like stick and they like pulled out and like got all these cells from it. And all the cells were cancer. And they were like, it's going to just keep growing. And then I had to go to an oncologist.
What's an oncologist?
Cancer doctor.
Ugh.
Blue Pearl Medical. Shout out to Blue Pearl Medical. Dr. Lee was so fucking great.
Oh, for one though.
I mean, she's probably like over like 100, like a lot. But no, it was, first of all, she was Asian, so I was trepidatious. I was like, do you even care? I was like, I bet you want to put him to sleep and then put him on your table.
I'm taking the body home either way, so let that be part of your fucking analysis. You're not getting the body.
She was so nice. She was so straightforward and like... You know, she knew that I was like a good dog owner and love my dog and like would have, you know, spent money to save his life. But she goes, where it is, she's like, you can't just take off the tumor because it's cancer. You have to take off a surrounding area. So we'd probably have to cut his whole tongue off. And then she said, and in these cases, which I've seen a ton of, she's like, 90% of the time, the cancer comes back. It typically comes back while they're recovering. So it's extremely painful for the dog.
Cut his tongue off. How do you live without a tongue as a dog?
And when I had him put to sleep, the vet told me that she had a friend, a human, who did that, who had to have that done, had an oral melanoma. They cut her tongue off. Kill me. Kill me. I'm committing suicide.
Can you just not talk anymore? I mean, you use your tongue, right?
Of course you use your tongue to enunciate.
Why do I get come on my
podcast? She just texts. She just texts.
Oh, really?
It's a silent world silent that she life. Lives in. It's the most depressing thing I'd ever. I was like, I mean, I guess because of like what we do or whatever, I never shut up. I'm like, no, not talk. But the world needs my gift.
That's right. It must be hard for a vet to have to give someone the news and the price plans.
Yeah.
And then also at the same time go like, look, it's up to you, but I know you're grieving, but like this dog isn't going to.
None of these options are good.
Ren Azizi has had this dog for a long time.
Wait, did his dog die yet? His dog was dying when mine was.
Yeah.
Ugh, Ernest. Wait, his dog did die?
No.
Not yet.
But he's got a bad hip, big dog.
Yeah.
You know, up to like.
Tall
big,
dog.
Big dog. Mm-hmm. You know? Bad hip, barely gets up. Occasionally now pees inside.
Yeah.
But like can't control kind of pee.
Yeah.
And he, to get the hip fixed, the vet was like, hey, sure, we'll fix it. I know what's wrong with it. But he goes, hey, can I talk to you? Like. And he's like, yeah. I was like, just so you know, this dog is not getting any younger. And Steve's like, yeah, I know. He goes, what I'm saying is, like, this dog will never run around again.
Right.
So this isn't the issue right now, but, like, there will be a next issue where you're going to have to make a decision, and I want you to start thinking about that now.
Yeah.
Instead of while you're grieving.
I think that's fair. I think that's like so fair of like a vet to be like, listen, you're going to sink $5,000 into this dog, and it's maybe we'll fix his hip, but he's never going to be.
Yeah, like what's the line? It's not like it's a 2-year-old dog and it's like, he'll get another 10 years. You just have to do this. You have to pay for it.
Right.
It's like, are you trying to buy a month? Are we trying to buy 6 months?
Well, that's what it was with Ernest. Yeah. They were like, you can do all of those things because there's no cure for melanoma.
Damn.
So no matter what, they're like, you were going to maybe buy him 3 months. But I just heard 3 months of more suffering where he can't. Ernest loved eating. Ernest was spoiled as fuck. He used to eat Kobe beef, grilled chicken. At the end of his life, and this is when I knew it was time, I was getting him brisket from Mighty Quinn's and putting it in a blender with barbecue sauce. Can you think of anything more delicious? A meat frap for my dog? And that's how I knew, because he wouldn't eat it. I was like,
you wouldn't eat the meat frap? Oh, my God.
I was like, we're done. We're done here, sir. You've done your best.
I mean, I remember talking about it, and you had a great habit of telling me all about it right before I go on stage.
I know,
you. I'm like, oh, excuse me. And then I'd get up like, so hey, everybody.
I remember you were so mad. You were like, what the fuck?
I mean, like, wait till I'm off. I'm about to entertain people.
Because that's what I'm telling you I was like for that 5 weeks. Like, people would ask me how I was, and I had no filter. They were like, how
not
are
great.
You?
My dog's in trouble, like, health-wise. I was hoping you'd just say fine and you. Damn, dude.
I was so depressed.
It happened so fast.
It did.
You were like, because you're like, I think my dog has cancer.
Yeah.
Before you knew.
Boom, boom.
And then he does. And then what are you going to do? It's like, I'm thinking about it. And then it was like, I remember texting you, like, how is he? And it's like, it's over.
Yeah. We're giving up this fight.
Could he still show emotion and like happy that you were there?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
He just couldn't eat or
right.
Would he lose weight?
He started to a little bit. I mean, I'll be honest, I got my period. I might have pulled the trigger like a week early. No, I'm kidding. I couldn't watch him suffer, and I could tell he was being stoic as hell. Because it was also a struggle to get him to take his pain pills, and he had to take an antibiotic so he wouldn't get infections on top of it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, pill pocket's tricky, and like he's not eating. I don't know if you've ever given Bandit a pill pocket. Like, they're the most delicious smelling thing. Like, I want to eat them. They're like.
Bandit does this thing. He's like, oh, give me that pill. It's peanut butter flavor. Give me that pill pocket. Yeah. You stick this, it's this little, like, mushy thing. You stick a pill in the middle, so the pill's completely enclosed.
Yes.
It's just a ball of peanut butter.
Yummy.
With a fucking little thing inside.
Yeah.
Oh,
loves it.
Just chills it down, and then
She finds the pill. She's
out.
Too smart.
Like a fucking seed in all of Archibald. Wait. Because.
You're such a freak. That's a, so smart of her. Uh-huh. That's such a smart thing. Yeah. New dog Mabel would eat like a ball of shit if I threw it at her. I'd be like, yeah. Sit. She's like, I'll eat it. She doesn't care. She's like, not bright. Her eyes are too close together. But Ernest, that's when I knew. Yeah, sit with daddy. Yeah, come on. Yeah. She's sleepy, huh? Okay. Oh, good girl. Oh, yeah.
You're going to struggle wildly in
You're
a second.
Good girl. Yep, there
it is. Sometimes I'll just hold her. I'm like, you ain't going anywhere.
She was going to stay. She was just going to fix her hips. She's going to stay. See?
Okay.
See?
Good girl.
Yeah.
Good girl. Good
she just
girl.
Needs your lap. There she goes. Perfect.
Perfect. So perfect. She is perfect.
I love her.
So No. Oh, Bennett.
Oh, no.
Stay with
your father.
An agreement. Okay. There
stay
we with go. Your- Bennett. No. Bennett. Be chill, dude. People are watching.
Oh. Man. Yeah. What, baby girl? It's okay. We're having fun.
Okay. So...
So when he was dying, when he couldn't take, I just couldn't bear the thought, and because I took
he can't
him.
Can't eat, but he could still show emotion. He'd still be like, was
he
wag his
walking.
Tail when he saw you?
Yeah, we were still fine. Walking for like miles.
Yeah,
but he certainly wasn't eating any like dry dog food.
So just wet.
Bare like I mean, it was people food. For,
would you see him starting to waste away?
No, I didn't let it get to the point where he was losing that much weight.
It is a weird question of like when do you go? Your life is no longer worth living. If it's constant pain, it's there's no recovery. It's like, all right, but I mean, Ben is 12 years away from dying, but
right.
Like, we could do it now, I guess. It seems a little, you know, like at what point do you go, it's over?
I'm
it's a hard
sure,
decision, man.
I bet you if you show like a graph of like the normal to early to like waited too long of like when people did it, I would fall on the early end.
Right.
I certainly think that. I just, you know who I talked to? It's Sean Donnelly's fault. I talked to him because about how he had to put Rickles to sleep.
Yeah.
And I was just describing. I was like, yeah, he's not really eating. And he was like, you got to do it. You got to do it. And I was like, oh, I think he's right. I guess I'll do it. So it's Sean's fault. Ernest could have had another week.
Another week. I mean, that's nothing. I mean, where does it go in that fast where it was like, because from start to finish, it was so quick.
Yeah, it's just, it was also like, there was so much bloody drool.
That was bloody drool.
My apartment, like, I had to have it deep cleaned. I, like, paid people to come because not only was there bloody drool everywhere, like, I was chewing up chicken and, like, spitting it out of my mouth to try to get him to eat it, and then he wouldn't. And then I would just leave it there on my floor because I was depressed. So we're talking about, like, a really dirty, really gross, really... sad like death apartment for 5 weeks.
Damn. And a nice one.
Yeah,
really nice shitty sad apartment.
And I couldn't like not tell people like in the building, like because he'd be drooling in like the elevator and they're like, oh, he's drooling. I'm like, he's dying.
Oh Jesus,
the
Karen.
Kids are there.
You were not as stoic as Ernest was.
No, I was a mess. I was crying everywhere. I think I cried on stage once a little
cried
bit.
Cried on stage?
Yeah, when I was doing my new material, my new dead dog material.
So what's the process of putting a dog to sleep?
It was really nice.
Really?
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
Out of the whole fucking thing, it was like the nicest afternoon. I was sobbing. I was, you know, like the day that I knew that I was going to do it. And also like he started getting really... like sad and like weak and like not walking as much and sleeping way, way more. And he would always kind of curl up in like my nook.
Yeah.
But like he started doing it and like looking at me and like giving me like moans of like, oh, my throat hurts, mom. My throat hurts. And I remember I would just be like, I was like, today is the day. Like the conversation, the drama. I was like, Ernest. You're my best friend. That's what made me cry. I looked at me, you're my best friend. So I had a vet come. Her name's Wendy McCullough. She
came over to the apartment?
Came to my apartment.
Is that how it normally is?
No, you have to pay extra for that. Because think about it. Like, Ernest hated the vet. Like, why
oh, really?
Should his
Bennett
last...
loves the vet.
See, Bennett
no, but
is
I
a
get
good
it.
Dog.
But she did go through a period... Bet sometimes they'll stick that thermometer in her butt,
in her butthole.
Or something.
Yeah.
And but then before they do, they take a like one of those popsicle sticks.
Yeah.
Put some cheese whiz on it, And then Bannon's like, oh, cheese whiz. And then the thing goes in her butt. And Bannon's like, oh, no, like, whatever.
Right.
Like, she didn't even notice it. You can't even tell from the front side what's happening.
It's good. And I want to have my new dog be really like the vet and like really want to go to the vet.
You know what you do?
What
we do with Bannon a little bit is because she always gets treats there. First and foremost, that's a treat place.
Right.
Until she had a surgery to stay overnight. And then she was like, oh, this place is not the best.
Yeah.
But even now, again, we pass by. She's like, let me go in.
Okay.
It's like a treat. So you, if you're walking nearby.
They associate treats.
Go in. Just like, hey, could she get a treat? And then leave.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Yep.
She also likes Ace Hardware for the same reason.
I mean, Ernest would like TD Bank because they always had.
Really?
Yeah. But then I switched banks. But yeah, so the vet. I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry because I switched banks. The vet comes to the house. She's so nice. She's just been at the Patrice O'Neill benefit.
Oh.
She knew Marina Franklin. It like felt like
family.
Yeah, like felt like she was really nice to talk to. She didn't like. She wasn't like, all right, I gotta get in and get out. She like stayed at my apartment for at least an hour, maybe even two. I don't know. She petted it, and here.
What?
When she showed up, he greeted her at the door. I was like wagging his tail, and she was like, "This dog?"
Oh no!
And I go, "Is he too alive to kill?" She goes, let me look. She had actually never evaluated him. I had just been taking him to like quality of life checks with Dr. Lee. And it was actually Dr. Lee who said this to me, which I appreciated and is a nice thing to say, I think, to people that are going through this. She said, you can let him go while he's still okay. You can let him go before he starts
pained.
Suffering
right.
so much.
I mean, if it was a human, which they are, dogs are people too.
Right.
And let's say I was in horrible, like burned alive, like my skin's boiling, you know, and have to do that recovery from like, you know, third degree burns all over your body.
Yeah.
I would like, hey, why don't you put me down the day before I get those burns?
Yeah.
Instead of like.
Yeah.
You know.
Making me go through it.
Yeah. And then saying, he couldn't take it and committed suicide.
And you can't rationalize stuff with dogs too. Right. It's like, hey, you're going to go through this like.
Yeah, they can't even, he couldn't even eat the antibiotics that were going to help him.
Right. That's the other thing. Like, once he stopped being able to take the pain pills, then he's like, he's in pain. So she hung out with him. She examined him. She's like, oh, fuck, you're in a really tough spot. She's like, because I see him. He's obviously like, he wasn't like he was on the floor, like, you know, but she's like, he's not eating. I was like, it's been 3 days. He's not eating. And I was like, see all these plates of food? Those are, And she was like, yeah. She's like, I think I would do it too. Oh, she told me this also made me feel better.
That's nice.
She told me she saw a lady who waited way too long. And she's like, this dog's tumor had started inside its mouth and by the end was outside of its neck on its skin. And my thing is like, how do you look at a dog? How do you look at your baby?
We had in my old apartment, we had a neighbor on our floor that had a little wheelbarrow, like a flatbed wheelbarrow. And they would take it downstairs in his wheelbarrow. It was a rug pretty much.
Wait, are you describing a dog right now?
Yeah.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean.
Did you see, were you ever over there at the last one on 4th Street?
No.
And they pick him up and hold him by the waist and then move him around until he or she peed and then like, and then put him back in the wheelbarrow and it would just lay there on his side.
Yeah.
And it was like, it seemed terrible to me.
Yeah.
But also I get it where you're like, oh, we're not going to be doing the putting down thing. This dog's going to stay alive until it's not alive.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
But I get it where it's like, it's the same kind of people who are like, even if I'm a vegetable, don't pull the plug.
Why?
I agree with you. I would say pull it. No reason.
No reason
to waste your money.
No.
I'm not coming back.
What are you doing?
But they're like, the dog is still alive. It can't even wag its tail.
They're like pro-life people too, probably.
It's just old, cranky couple.
If a dog isn't eating, a dog isn't enjoying his life.
Yeah. That's all they live for is to eat.
Yeah. I mean, I had this guy in my building, his dog has like diapers on and shit. And he's like walking him up and down. And I'm like, maybe. This is such a nice episode, isn't it?
So what she came over.
She came over and she's like, all right. And then she talked me through it. She's like, I give him one injection that makes him really sleepy and like doped up. And then the next thing I put this thing like in his vein and his leg. And it, you know, sends it's a double dose or an overdose of adrenaline, I guess.
And what does it do?
Stops their heart.
Stops their heart. So what do you do during?
He was in my lap.
In the lap. And then while Ernest is in your lap, she puts the first dose in?
Yeah.
And then?
And they're still so, like, you can't really tell when something, exactly when they stop breathing. Because he was still, you know, he's in my, and first of all, love the drugs. Like, tongue was like,
Like, nice.
Like, this is how we went out. He's nice, like, oh, later.
Dude. Yeah. That's that kind of hacky, but at this point, it's like, take heroin before you die. You know, you want to know what it's like.
You want to try.
How much money do you have left? $200? That'll do.
Yep.
Save $100 for that big dose.
Yeah.
And then do a bunch of small doses on the way.
On your way out.
Yeah.
Love the drugs.
Yeah.
And then he was just in my lap, and I took a couple pictures. Oh my God, I forgot I did this.
You took pictures while he was in your lap?
Oh, this is sick. Like, this is sick. Hold on. But you're going to... I actually haven't looked at these in a while because I thought it was pretty sick that I did it. Also, like, I'm, like, crying. But that's him, like, legit dying.
Damn, you look terrible there.
I know. I look so bad.
Oh, his tongue out.
I know.
That's on the drugs.
That's on the drugs. That's when he was still with... That's the montage I made for him when he died. Like, I was pulling a bunch of pictures.
I made a little montage.
Yeah, before I even put him to sleep, I started sending his pictures to my podcast producer. I'm like, we gotta get this content made. What do you just look through my photos? You're such a psycho.
I was just saying how many
I took of him dying.
Yeah, ooh, you look really bad. And so that's him. That's him. Wait. That's him, like...
Yeah.
Like, doped up?
Yeah. Oof. Yeah.
Phone never comes back.
What? What'd you say?
Phone never comes back. There it is. And you put it down for 12 minutes.
I did? Oh, I put my... Oh. I would just let it go. Stop looking at my
tongue. I'm looking for just the dog ones. So that's him.
Yeah. Look at his tongue.
The tongue there is out.
Oh, yeah. That's what it's going to be like, Bandit. This is what the end looks
no,
like.
No, Bandit, don't look at that. You're not supposed to see that. You send it to me. I'll put them in the video.
My pants are all dirty.
So what happened? How long did it take?
I mean, it's very fast.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
So the first one, she's doped up, and then does she ask?
So he's like walking around, you know, and then
fucked up.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, hey, because they get poked, right? So at first, like, what the fuck? And then all right,
yeah, yeah.
And then she's like, put his head in your lap, and then she put the thing in his leg, and she cut off a little piece of his hair. She did a paw, like, for this little plaque, and she did a paw print and like a white clay like mask that had the poem, the Rainbow Bridge poem, on it. You know the Rainbow
Kermit
Bridge?
The Frog?
What?
Rainbow Connection?
No, it's the Rainbow Bridge. It's like when dogs die, they like go and like play on this Rainbow Bridge and they wait for us. And then when we go to heaven, we go and get them. And we can play with them in our dreams too, over the Rainbow Bridge. And then I actually got his ashes today. I paid for him to be privately cremated, so he wasn't with any
instead of what,
dogs of color. What? No, so yeah, it's basically like an $800 bag of dirt.
What are you going to do with it?
I don't know, I just got it. What should I do with it?
Did he have a favorite play place?
I mean, I could sprinkle it all over the city because he pissed all over the city.
Yeah, it was his city.
Yeah.
He was really like, if he ran all over all the time, yeah. Just like just all over her walks.
Brooklyn, I'll take it back. I'll do a little in Brooklyn. I'll take a little field trip.
Reminds me of Big Lebowski when he goes to the ashes and it hits fucking his face. He's like,
then she brings a little duffel bag, the vet, and she packs him up in this little bag.
She took him to go?
Oh, I that was like before she did it. I was like, you take him, right?
Do they always or do they not? Do some people like, we'd like to see the body here?
I'm sure that some people do.
I bet if you have a big yard and you want to bury it in the back.
Yeah.
You could, that's like.
Acceptable.
Must be hard in the vet in that moment because that's all like people skills.
100%. What if I didn't like that vet, I bet you I would have been like, I don't know if today's his day.
Yeah. They probably have to train to be like, you're making the right decision. This is hard.
Yeah.
This is not your fault.
Yeah.
That kind of shit.
Yeah.
Because they're also like, into the money line for me. This is my last dollar I'm making off this fucking mark.
I mean, they must do it a lot. I mean, it's really, she made me feel like she loved Ernest, though.
And so then you could feel her pass?
Yeah.
Feel him pass?
Yeah. And then he was just sort of like a stuffed animal, you know? And then I got out from up from under him and I like had to start moving around my apartment. I wanted them out. I wanted them gone so fast. Just so I could
take them.
Sob alone.
Did you cry a lot?
cried so much. I cried more when he was dying than after he was gone. I was very depressed after he was gone and didn't know what to do with myself. I don't understand people who don't have dogs. I don't get what they do in the morning.
I mean, you texted me, you're like, bring Bandit over. I'm so lonely. Please, I need a dog in here.
And then I took the first dog I got.
How'd you get this one?
Rescue City.
Rescue City.
Yeah.
And you just went in and be like, I need a dog right
I
now.
I started picking. I was like, I'll take that one. I don't care. I don't care. Like on Petfinder, you can just click on dogs.
And they're like, I'll see the first one. Not available? Next.
Next. Yep.
Wow.
Didn't care. I feel Ernest felt like he came to me like he was meant for me, like via Rosebud and like... This next, I mean, I now I'm very much bonding with Mabel. She's the fucking, like, I love her very much. Big dogs are great.
Yeah.
Because it's
8 months old. Still big pawed puppy.
Yeah. Doesn't know how big her own paws are.
Mabel. Oh, we got to let Bandit meet her before she gets too big. She's going to get bigger or no? She's done growing.
They'll be great together.
Yeah.
Do you think this was a sad episode?
Yeah. I mean, for sure. It's really sad. Did you ever have this when you had Ernest of just like picturing their demise all the time? Like, what if you run and get hit by a car?
Yes.
What if this happens? What if somebody takes you while I'm inside?
Yes.
If
I tie
you
up outside? I would never tie him up outside for that reason, especially in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I was like, he's too good looking.
He's a good looking dog.
He's going to get kidnapped. I would all the time. Like, I had a friend, Jack, you know Jack Comstock?
What if another dog attacks? What if so many things? Like, what if, and then like, how do I explain it to everybody else? And what do I do?
That's another nice thing about having a big dog.
Yeah.
Is like with Ernest, I would get nervous in dog parks. I wouldn't know. You know, I'm like, if some dog like freaks on him, like, I don't know. He's only 27 pounds. Like, he might be a goner. With fucking 52 pound Mabel, I'm like, fuck her up. Give her a try.
Give her a try. See what happens. It won't be good for you.
She looks like a black
wolf.
Go
for it. First shot.
She's really? Undefeated right now.
Let me see Mabel.
Mabel's also stupid. Her eyes are too close together.
That putting her down thing, I know it's a decade away. Hopefully.
Why are you bringing it up already?
Because I'm always thinking about it. I thought about it too. This must be what it's like to have a child. I've had a couple parents go like, that's exactly it. And I've had other parents go like, it's nothing like that. But I'm like, it's similar though. Oh, that's a part of my bit I forgot.
Write it down. Oh, there she is.
Yeah, remind me. That's a good one.
He just starts looking through the other photo. He doesn't ever like the one that I show him.
And then I want to see what else is on
there. There's all porn on my phone. Is that Ian? I love Ian. You know, and it's like, I wasn't dating when Ernest was dying because I like was like sleeping in a drool bed. So it was like, I couldn't have guys over, you know?
She likes the water, Mabel?
She loves the water. Her favorite thing is other dogs, though. Also, she might kill a squirrel.
Bennett runs after squirrels hard, but yeah. I gotta feel like if he ever catches one, he's just gonna do it like it does the Beatles.
She.
Yeah, she. Girl Beatles, absolutely.
No. Bandit's a girl dog. Look at all her nipples. You could have a baby. Not really, though.
I got nipples. Sprayed. You did right before your period. Oh, not even one period.
That's good.
Congrats, Bandit.
You're so pretty. Oh, mama. Hi, mama. I love her.
Does it worry you about this dog, about Mabel?
I'm about her demise.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not.
Stretch it out, buddy.
I'm not as attached to her yet as I was to Ernest.
Right.
Yeah. We're getting there. Like,
but does she come by name yet?
Yeah.
She knows her name.
In the house, yes. And she's getting better outside. But with the just. Come Bennett, on, you got
go
it.
See, go see. Go see. Good job, sorry. Anna. Good job.
Didn't do that. You did that.
She's happy there, though.
We are working on her cum skills because...
Her cum skills?
Both of us, yeah.
Her cum skills.
I fucking tweeted that today. I was like, I got a new girl dog, but my neighbors are used to hearing me scream, good cum. So we're fine. We're working on it. She needs work. I'm lucky I have a lot of time during the day, so I'm taking her out a lot. We're going to a lot of dog parks. We're meeting a lot of different dogs. We're getting in dog fights, but we're not hurting.
But you're saying like, no, stop.
Yeah. We're getting
her, like,
out of dog fights,
right,
too.
Right.
And like, and now I'm kind of recognizing like, oh, she's 2 minutes away from a dog fight.
So you can see it.
Let's get out of here.
Isn't
this
the best
is really
when you
funny.
Know your dog's about to piss or shit, and they start doing that thing of like,
yep,
like getting the right angle,
the best.
And you start taking their bag out, and people who don't have dogs are like, how did you know?
How did you know?
Like, they're still moving. You're like,
I know my dog.
It's for sure.
She's about to take a big dump.
Well, I'm glad you got a new dog. It's just really sad you went through that.
It was the saddest day of my life, like when I did like put him to sleep. And maybe the saddest day was finding out. Because it was like Ernest. Like, he was so fucking healthy. Like,
yeah, it wasn't old at all.
No, he was just like running, jumping. Nothing gross about him yet, except for the drooling, I suppose. But yeah, like nothing. He didn't look old.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't do my guy like that, Bandit. I had to let him go before he... Then I told you they could do radiation, too. That was another option.
Radiation? To try to...
burn it off.
And what were you
thinking? It'll come back anyway, no matter what. But
I mean, I have a friend whose mom is the same thing.
Really?
Third time, they're like, it's over. We're not going to fight this a fourth time.
Yeah.
Start crying. See what Bandit does.
That's really sad.
Just do a little cry. Yeah.
Did you just set me up to show me the dog doesn't care?
Bandit. Good girl, Bandit. Very nurturing. Very nurturing, Bandit.
Oh, Bandit, thank you so much. She could be a little... I met a dog. I met a dog who works in the court systems with like kids who have seen traumatic shit, so they need like something like nice to pet.
Yeah.
She could do it.
She could do it.
Yeah.
She could do whatever she sets her mind to. That
was, she was like, nurture. I'm tired. Yeah.
She's like, yeah. She stopped crying, so she figured it.
She did her job.
Yeah, I always pictured putting a dog down as like going to this like sterile hospital, almost like a morgue with like a metal table in the middle. How much extra was it?
$100.
$100. Worth
that. Worth it.
Yeah. We're in her own dog bed or on your lap in a nice room.
Yeah. They literally have no idea. Yeah, that's how we put my dogs growing up down. That my parents would always take them in.
Or you've dealt with this before.
Oh, yeah, with my family dogs, you know, which was always very sad, too, but not nearly as sad as Ernest.
One big thing I'm worried about is when they're, like, if something happened, like, something like hit by a car or something, and they're not dead yet, but they're like, we need to put this dog down. You're like, well, wait, can I decide? Like, no, we need to do it now. And then you got to call the other owner of the dog and be like, what, wait, what? Right. And then try to explain to them and, like, come down here right now.
Right.
But, like, if they're in, like, real pain, you know,
where it's let
like,
him go.
No, wait.
Right. I want to say goodbye.
Yeah. Did you like want it to be like, no, we can change this? Did you have like the inner feeling of like, this can't be real?
Yeah, but after talking to that one cancer doctor, up until, because when I got back the good news about the kidneys, I just ignored the nodule thing in his lungs. I was like, yeah, but like his kidneys are okay. It wasn't until like the aspirin needle came back and they were like, this is cancer and it's going to keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And then I did watch it continue to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Damn.
Can you imagine if it hurts?
You saw it get bigger? I bet you would close up his throat.
And it smelled. It was like, she said part of it was already necrotic.
Really? Which means rotting away? Ugh. Is that where necromancy comes from? Wasting body? Necromancy? Like dead bodies are like rotting?
Necromancy. This is a new word for me.
Necromancy?
It sounds like dead romance though. Like necromantic.
Does it bring people back from the dead?
Oh. Like Pet Sematary.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Fuck. Well, right. I'm happy you got a new dog.
Yeah.
To put your like attention on.
I mean, she's a lot of fucking work. I want her to be a good dog. So I gotta make the time to make that happen.
Yeah, and the other problem is too, it's like, you ever work with like a manager or agent or somebody that had an assistant and then the assistant leaves, becomes a full manager or just quits, whatever, and they get a new one. You're like, you're doing everything wrong. You're like, yeah, dude, the other one's 3 years working with you. When this one's brand new, you gotta give some time.
Mabel doesn't sleep with me.
Is that good or bad?
I don't mind it. I'm okay with it. But it's Ernest would have slept inside me if he could have.
Ben is scared of the heater. Okay. In the bedroom.
Okay.
So, at first, he wouldn't not sleep in the bed. Yeah. And then eventually, like, you got to sleep not in the bed. But then at like 6 a.m., when you go down to the bathroom and it was like just starting to get light, he goes, that's it. I'm coming out to bed with you for the rest.
Yeah.
But that's now with the heater scaring him, she's like, I don't want to go up at all. Which is like sometimes like, oh, I want the warmth. But other times, like, no.
Because
this is what a dog does when they sleep next to you. This will be better on YouTube. But like than audio, but like she'll be lying there and then she'll just go.
Yeah, I know. The stiff arm. I know.
You do it, dude.
They stiff arm you in the middle of the night.
Just stretch it out, push your fucking face. And you're like, come on, bro.
Mabel will call me in the middle of the night, like 2 o'clock in the morning, jump on the bed, kiss me, give me a lick, and then go back out to her post on the couch.
Oh, really?
I like it.
That's great. Yeah, it's just now. Licks my face a little, then like sleeps for a second. Like, nah, that's that AC noise. That's it. That's that heater noise. No, thanks. No. That's evil. What's going on? The pipes just make noise? Nah, dude. I'm going downstairs.
This place is haunted. You guys don't even know.
Well, I mean, R.I.P. to
Ernest.
To Ernest.
Yeah. He was good.
Yeah, I'm really sorry, buddy.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Yeah. It's a lot harder to watch a dog suffer than it is to put him to sleep, honestly.
Is it a relief now?
Yeah.
You've felt a relief since?
I mean, this dog, like, would I trade this dog to have Ernest back forever? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he was the perfect dog. I had no real complaints. I mean, the car vomiting, whatever.
Yeah.
I dealt with it.
It's almost like a fun thing that you deal with.
It's like he pukes. Yeah.
That's Ernest, all right.
He parties.
Your dog puked in my car. Classic Ernest.
Snarking Ernest, dude.
Yeah.
What was your interior like? Meh. He probably hated it.
Well, all right.
Hey, thanks for letting me share.
You're welcome. I wanted to honor the life of a good soul.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, people have different philosophies at the end of their pet's life too, and like whatever you do, it's up to you. It's don't let people make you feel a way. Like,
are people?
Sometimes, fucking Adrian.
Yeah, I heard one dog is pretty dead. She hates it.
Really?
It's old and fucking blind.
Oh yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
New dog all the way. Ugh, old dog. Yeah. He's still doing here.
I had already gone through like all these vets and like gone to the oncologist, and she's like, you should really take him to my guy and like get like a second opinion. And I hear second opinion, I'm like, so I'm spending another $2,000 to find out double he has.
That's it. I remember before I had a dog, like, it's going to cost $10,000 to save a dog. And I was like, oh, no way. It's a dog. Now I'm like,
over time.
If it's $10,000, that'll save it for 5 more years, 1,000%.
Oh, sure. $10,000.
Yeah.
No problem.
That is a lot of money, though.
Yeah.
For anyone.
Uh huh.
Not for everyone. Not for Tom Segura.
Not for Tom Segura.
But, damn.
Anyway, that's how I felt. I feel like people do things differently, and there's no perfect way to put your dog to sleep. There's a funny way to do it, though. Upside down. No.
is this your punchlines?
I just thought of that.
That's not bad. Yeah, don't let anybody tell you, like, whatever. Do it a different way. It's tough. It's hard enough.
It's hard.
Here's what I found most people want to do when somebody's going through something is change it for them.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Ugh,
and with death, you can't change it.
No.
Even when you have friends who died, right? No. Like actual humans.
Yeah.
Your instinct is like, what can I do?
Right.
And so you end up pouring it into like, let's do a benefit or something. But or let's make, I'll make sure to get flowers. Let's get who wants to chip in and get flowers. We have to do this. But it all comes from a place of like, you think you're sort of changing it, but you're not. You just have to be busy.
You
it
want
to
show that you
have any of it.
Yeah, you want to show your support. You want to be helpful. Yeah. You want to do something.
But
you
it's
want to
not
do
helpful.
Something.
They're dead.
They're gone.
Yeah.
And even when you tell people, like,
it's helping the
they
family,
have a death sentence, like when you tell somebody, like, something's like terminal. Like, I would tell him, like, yeah, well, he has cancer. He's not going to get better. Like, I remember Mookie's like, well, don't say that. He's going to pull through.
Like, I'm no, like, no, they don't just.
No. No, I'm literally going to make an appointment.
Terminal.
To make him end. So. Yeah, don't be that guy either. They're going to pull through. No, they're not.
I believe. Like, why would you? I love those people who take mushrooms for like cancer to deal with it mentally.
Yeah.
And then it's not that this will help them. I always read it as like, this will help them with the cancer. It's like, no, this will help them accept death.
Yeah.
Where they're like, we're all just blinks.
Yeah.
I was going to die anyway. It's fine.
Yeah. I think I could handle that.
Yeah. Can handle it without the suffering.
Right.
It's like, give me all till the last day and then pop and then done.
Bye.
I know it's coming. Maybe I have an ache in my pinky for that last month.
Right.
I'm like, oh, that's, I'm dying.
Ooh, this is my cancer?
My pinky ache.
Bye.
There's a muscle that Abraham asked. I'm sorry, Isaac asked God, because Abraham before.
Wait, what word did you say?
Muscle, a fable.
Okay.
I guess.
Okay. But Jewish?
Yeah.
Okay.
A fable with a something to learn about.
Okay. With a I get it.
Yeah.
Fable is that.
Yeah.
Aesop's fables.
Right. There's a word for it. You learn something.
Yeah.
You know, a lesson.
Yes.
And Abraham got older and then just died. Yeah. That's how you did. You didn't get sick back in those days. You just, your end of your life came and you were dead.
Yeah.
Just like a battery just stops.
Right.
And Isaac was like, dude, you got to give us time to prepare. These are our loved ones. They can't just go. Mm-hmm. You got to like make them sick so that we can come visit them on their deathbed. Mm. And like, we'll have time to like cope with it. And so they said after that, then people got sick before they died.
Really? See how it's for the other person and not for, the dying living. Person?
Right, yeah. Not at all. Because I would definitely want to stay alive till the last second. But I would want to know it's coming. That pinky pain would be enough to be like, what's this? I'm like, oh, shit. 1 year. Clock it. Start today.
So let's get it in.
This time next year, yeah. I'm dead.
Right.
Yeah, get in everything. Quit that job. Instant. Do I have enough to last for the year? Sweet. Done with that job right now.
She's not afraid of that, though.
No, that one's fine. It's just like a fucking wall fart.
That does sound like a long fart.
Yeah, I've had ones worse than that, or better than that. I want to say it. All right, well, R.I.P. Ernest.
R.I.P. Ernest. He'll be remembered, you know.
He will be remembered. I'll remember him.
He's on all those episodes of my podcast.
Really?
Just chilling.
That's nice.
Yeah.
You can go back now and see it. Yeah. Only fans.
People are commenting because the new dog was on the last episode. They're like, wow, you replaced Ernest in a day. I'm like, fuck
people
you.
People are fucking animals. There's so many times when most people are cool and kind and whatever. But I wouldn't even call them trolls because they're not like, there's no joke to it.
No.
There's not like, they're just fool fucking joke. Annoying. They're just like, why are you coming in here with negativity?
Shut the fuck
get
up.
Out of here. Wow, you replaced it. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I was sad.
I wish I could block people from everything. I had somebody reach out to me about The Amazing Racist. Mm-hmm. And they wrote me an email to my website. So it was like, what is this? And they're like, you know, you're the child of immigrants and Holocaust survivors. How dare you take people to immigration? Can you explain to me how this is not the worst thing that I've ever seen in my life? And I was like, they're paid actors. And I gave actors from an acting call $50 each and did it. I hope that explains it to you. Now, please. And he goes, $10 says you won't give me a valid explanation. That's what he said. So I was like, now take that $10, give it to a homeless guy. Please never come to any of my shows.
Right.
Never be around me at all. I don't want you in the audience if you're looking for worst case scenario instead of best case scenario.
Yeah.
And then he was like, well, I just misunderstood. Like, yeah, you're looking to be mad. Get out of here. You'll never be a good fan. I just want to like, if you see me, it'll just be whitewashed.
Yeah.
From everything.
You don't
but
get
there's no
me.
Way to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you don't get to
you
enjoy
me. You can't listen
me.
To my podcast. You can't listen to anything. I don't want you around.
Yeah. Because what makes you think you're fucking...
Enough to reach out, not to be like, I don't like that guy, but to reach out to them,
as if,
tell them they've done something wrong 15 years ago?
As if your email is going to affect me in a way that I'm going to go back in time and change this thing that you're mad about?
Yeah, what are you talking about? Yeah, it's like that thing of reaching. It's like, oh, I don't want you anywhere near
anybody. I've never reached out to anybody.
Can you imagine? I always use this as an example, Arcade Fire. They eventually went to like this island sound, which I still liked it, but not as much as the shit before. I'm not going to tell them, like, I don't like your stuff.
I know
this new stuff I don't like, go back. I'm like, are you crazy?
Yeah.
Bad people.
Bad. Probably cat people.
Yeah. This is coming from someone who fucking lit up someone on Molly in front of their fucking dumb kids who were not on Molly. So I know those are bad people.
Yep.
All right, Kara.
Hey, thanks. This is great.
You're welcome. I'm really sorry.
Thanks. I appreciate it. You're the only one who can.
Really?
Let me tell you a story about an old friend of mine. Somebody left her in a shopping cart in a parking lot for us to find. Just a fuzzy black pup. She was hungry and feeling alone. Put her in the back seat. Told her we were taking her home. Run, Maggie, run. With the heart of a rebel child. Oh, run, Maggie, run. Be just as free as you are wild. A few kids later, we moved out on the farm. She followed those kids around, yeah, she kept them safe from harm. And she loved to chase squirrels and playing out in the snow. She'd take off like a bullet, man, you should have seen her go. Run, Maggie, run,
raining on a Monday, the day that Maggie died. She woke up and couldn't use her legs, so I lay down by her side. She put her head on my hand like she'd done so many times. I told her she was a good dog, then I told her goodbye. Run, Maggie, run, with the heart of a rebel child. Oh, run, Maggie, run, be just as free as you are wild. I had a revelation as the tractor dug the hole. I can tell you right now that a dog has a soul. And I thought to myself as we buried her on the hill, I never knew me a better dog, and I guess I never will. Run, Maggie, run, with the heart of a rebel child.
All right, everybody, that's the episode. This is called 10 Extra Pounds on Me. Damn. Thank you, Karen, for real, for coming in. Guys, do me a favor. I know you always reach out to the guests and say, you know, you had a great time on the episode, and thank you for doing it, which I appreciate. The guests love it when they get tons of feedback like that. The guests really do love it when they get tons of feedback. Keep doing that for every guest. But for real, reach out to Karen. Tell her how sorry you are and tell her what a great dog Ernest was. Yeah, it's just really sad. She would tell me right before I went on stage all the time, and I just felt fucking bad. But I mean, nothing you can do, right? It's this weird thing with death where you just want to change it. You want to like say something to make it, to fix it. I don't know if that's a male trait or what, or a human trait. You just want to fix these things, but like you can't fix it. Ernest is dead. Or when a friend dies, if the friend is dead, you're not going to fix it. But you're like, you want to, you know? It's weird. Anyway, maybe a fucking comedian shouldn't be fucking talking philosophy. All right, you guys, thank you very much for tuning in. Until next week. No, wait. Next week is a week off. Next week is a week off. So we'll be back in April with another exciting episode about... Oh, being a tour guide in New York. That should be a good one. All right, you guys. Hasta luego. Yo soy Ari. Yo vivo en Estados Unidos. Yo vivo... mi ciudad es Nueva York. Bye. Oh, and subscribe, please. Whatever. There you go. Thank you. Bye.
When I was a lad, an old ship was a pub. O'er hills and meadows we'd stray. Just a boy and his dog, we were both full of fun. We grew up together that way. I remember the time at the old swimming hole, when I would have drowned beyond doubt. Shep was right there, to the rescue he came. He jumped in and helped pull me out. So the years sped along, and at last he grew old. His eyesight was fast growing dim. Then one day the doctor looked at me and said, I can't do no more for him, Jim. With a hand that was trembling, I picked up my gun. I aimed it at Shep's faithful head. I just couldn't do it. I wanted to run, and I wished that they'd shoot me instead. I went to his side and I sat on the ground. He laid his head on my knee. I stroked the best pal that a man ever found. I cried so I scarcely could see. Old Sheppy, he knew he was going to go, for he reached out and licked at my hand. He looked up at me just as much as to say, we're parting, but you understand. Now old Shep is gone where the good doggies go, and no more with old Shep will I roam. But if dogs have a heaven, there's one thing I know, old Shep has a wonderful